Hello, beautiful spirit. This is your clarity queen here to give you story time, doing something different. So with the past week of Mother's Day and sending out a lot of email blasts and social media posts and things like that, I was inspired and encouraged to share my story. And so this is story time with me. One of the main things, the reasons why, so it's more of a Q&A, but one of the main reasons why I work with my spiritual team to get through grief and healing and connection to loved ones that have transitioned. My mom was actually the catalyst for this. What happened was my mom made her transition 12/22/22, and it was very hard. Reason being is because, man, my mom, I say this all the time in my posts and in my reading, she was my best friend. I mean, twinsies, I call little Joyce, little Jay Jr., amongst my family and close friends. I look like the woman. It is what it is. And I take that with pride because I lived through her for 9 months and she can surely, truly live through me and within me for the rest of this eternity that I'm here on this earthly plane. And I take that as an honor. And so once I got past the whole grieving process, I began to see that it was more personal growth and things that was happening for me. For instance, I noticed that fear factor was totally gone. I didn't fear anything anymore because I had been hurt into the epitome of hurt to a point where I just felt resilient to hurt or pain or fear of any magnitude. And so, and it brought about a whole lot of truth, even with family dynamics and friends and those who I thought was my support system, come to find out that we weren't on the same wavelength of support, or we just saw things with different eyes or lenses of the world. Or I started seeing anger out of and I just couldn't believe it. Out of certain family members, I just started seeing anger. But I will say this, it helped me to set priorities and strengthen my boundaries with who I allowed within my space and my time. And it allowed me to clean house, to really realize who was here for me to help me maintain my peace, my balance, and my sense of responsibility for me and my mental come through. And so, but it did make me stronger. And one of the blessings that I would say happened from that whole situation was, even though I was already connected to the spiritual realm, I noticed that my mother came closer in the sense of I could hear her and feel her more. And the more that that closeness came, it made me just yearn for more of her physical touch. My mother had the most beautiful soft skin, and so I will always lie on her all the time, every time, or hold her hand a lot. So those are the moments that I miss, but I knew that I still heard her, I still felt her, and my claircognizant, if you don't know what that is an inner sense of knowing. I always had a gift of knowing things, but it just expanded even in my just more of downloads and receiving things, especially at night or doing my meditations. And so it helped me to again get closer to my spirituality. It helped me to see things from a higher perspective. It helped me to just notice a lot of changes in my life. But one thing it also showed me was when I also talked to other people who were dealing with the passing or transition of loved ones, how people just have different ways of how they dealt with trauma, because that's what it was, a traumatic experience. And so I saw people who dealt with it with anger. I saw people deal with it with threats of self-harm or victimhood and all kinds of things. There are definitely stages of grief, and I was watching how certain people were dealing with them and dealing with it for years. And so that's what made me push me to actually switch gears to be a vessel to help people deal with these kinds of situations, to get them closer to their connection to their loved ones and their spirituality. And it helped me a lot knowing that I already had training and certifications in these things. So now here I am being my best client to get through my healing process. So this is the great time when the Reiki, the astrology, the hypnotherapy, the meditations all help me to heal a lot better, or should I say, quicker, or in a more of a higher vibration than I was witnessing from other people. And so now, what have I done in my life that's brought me into this place that I'm in right now of I would say a healthier and higher vibration? Like I said, one thing's for sure, after my mom's transition, it put a light, a fire under me to motivate me to get busy about appreciating life and creating a legacy to move on after we move on. Because as I'm now creating more books, cooking show, and doing things that my mother and I had always discussed and talked about. But and she wanted to write a book and think, and this is why I always say she lives through me, because now I know that I'm here to complete the tasks of creation, because she was a very creative person. And so this is why I spend time creating oracle decks, creating books, creating a cooking show to share anything that I have with this universe as a vessel to be of service. Now, it also, a couple of things, like I said, it helped me to again navigate how to sense and see people for who they are. And instead of making excuses for their behavior, I finally just really accepted the behavior for what it was. There was no need for me to make an excuse. Oh, but they're hurt and they're this and that. It's okay. They're doing the best they can. And I let go and I let God. But it has brought tremendous peace and balance and harmony in my life in that way of understanding how to love people from afar with compassion. I mean, it does make a difference. Learn that. If nothing else, learn that. But it also, like I said, expanded my cognitive abilities, or my clairsentience, my clair of that's the sense of feeling, or the sense of knowing, or the sense of hearing, clairaudience, the sense of hearing, and clairvoyance, the sense of sight. Everything started to come like harder and more downloads and seeing things. And it's helped me to navigate and make some great decisions and avoid a lot of headaches or issues or challenges, because I had the foresight to even see and know what to do for my next move. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, spiritual team. And also, it also brought about a closeness to my biological father that I would have never have thought it would have happened. But these are the true blessings. Sometimes through a lot of the tragedy, there's definitely triumph if you can find the peace and the blessings in all things. Do I miss my mom? I surely do miss the physical sense, but I've made peace knowing that she's with me in the spiritual realm forever and always. And again, it brought about the craziest things, like a new car around my birthday. It was or acting in more commercials, or speaking engagements, me being invited to more speaking engagements, and more travel, my business expanding, more clients, more positive opportunities that just keep happening and growing. But I know that because I'm taking notes and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because I'm being led in a way with my spiritual team and with my mom right there on my team telling me where to go and what to do next. And so I say all that to say, wrapping this up, that I invite anyone who is going through a time of loss or transition, and if you're having a hard time in that feeling of hurt, fear, anxiety, guilt, what could I have done? What should I have done? I should have did this. Or just like I said, fear and anger, because again, been there, done that. I've gone through every freaking level there was there. Then please find the time to reach out to someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be me, even though I am here and I definitely have courses and things like that to help others. I want to invite you to find a source and a space, a safe place to do your healing, to do your process, and find the love of the internal love that exists even with our transition loved ones. Remember, they left physically, but they're always with us spiritually. Find the tools, get the exercises, do the activities, do what you need to do, find that connection. And if you don't know how to do it, holla at your girl. But take care. Mwah. And always remember to what? Shine your light. Always shine your light. You never know who you may inspire. Bye.